Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels, and let's take a little look at what the Catechism has to say. There's one paragraph dedicated to the Guardian Angels. This is paragraph 336 from the Catechism. It says, "From its beginning until death, human life is surrounded by their watchful care and intercession. Beside each believer stands an angel as protector and shepherd, leading him to life. Already here on earth, the Christian life shares by faith in the blessed company of angels and men united to God." Right, so that's the truth of the faith, that we have an angel guardian from the beginning of our life, beside us, accompanying us all the way until the end of our life, okay, until our death. And his job is to protect us and to shepherd us, to lead us to life. So the guardian angel is going to protect us, that is, protect us from physical danger and sickness and things like that, but also shepherding us, that is, protecting us spiritually, our spiritual life. So protecting both our physical and our spiritual. Protecting our spiritual life by enlightening us, by communicating to us the truth, really reminding us of the truth, and encouraging us, by means of reminding us of the truth, to do the good, to avoid the evil. Enlightening us to know what is most pleasing to God. Right? We should have, therefore, a devotion to our guardian angel. Right? A day should not pass when we don't say at least once, and makes a lot of sense to pray it in the beginning of the day, a prayer to our guardian angel, guardian angel of God, my guardian dear, etc. And we can also renew our awareness of the presence of our guardian angel throughout the day, maybe especially in difficult